flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Right between the eyes! I can listen to Kevin Harlan like read a menu to me. Anything. Doesn't matter. What do you want in your omelet? But few and far between. You know how many times this year, and I know obviously he's missed some games, you know how many times this year Jimmy's put up 30?
He's played, what, like 25 games this year? He's played 25.
Let me look. Jimmy has played in a total of, you nailed it, 25 games. He's played 25 games.
I guess he scored 30 or more twice in those 25.
Three times. He scored 35 against Detroit on December 16th, and he has played in 6 games since. And I don't even know if he barely got into 30 points total in those 6 games. You want to know his last 5-point finals? And this is all 25 minutes or more. Last 5 games. 9-9, 18-8, 13. Andrew Wiggins is like, dude, are you trying?
Oh, please. Please.
Just saying.
Wiggins went 1-for-11 the other day, all right?
He did, yeah. Jimmy is, look, I like Jimmy Butler. I'm not here to tell you that Jimmy Butler's not a great player. He truly is. He's a great player. As usual, though, I feel context matters. And simply just being like, add Jimmy Butler, like add water. There's a lot more to it than that. And I have a hard time right now envisioning a scenario where the Warriors don't get hurt by doing this in some sort of a way. Do they become a better offensive team? Sure. But it feels like there's no
better defensive team too.
Sure, but there's no avenue where it doesn't hurt them in some sort of a way. And I think you brought this up too. Like Don't we all agree that Steph needs to be surrounded by more shooting? It's almost like what you're going to get if you do this is like a steroided version of Andrew Wiggins. That's Jimmy Butler. So that's not a spot-up, knockdown three-point shooter.
You won a championship with Andrew Wiggins as your second-best player.
You did. You did. With a lot of spot-up shooting surrounding them.
Yep.
A lot of spot-up shooting. Okay, take a listen. So, first of all, here is the Brian Windhorst cut from ESPN with regard to the latest on Jimmy Butler.
Well, the Heat really are trying to move him. I think there might be a perception out there because it seems like it's gone on for weeks that they're not, but they are. And from the sources I've been talking to for the last really 48 hours, but definitely tonight, the Heat's price has dropped. They are willing to do more than they were when this all started last month. The Heat are trying to get this done. The difficulty, Scott, is the one team that really, really wants Jimmy Butler and the team that he really, really wants to go to is the Phoenix Suns. And the Suns have basically the most untradeable contract in the league, not just because Bradley Beal has a no-trade clause, but because how much he's owed on that contract versus what his production is. And even if you could convince him to accept a trade to a certain place, it's a hard thing to do. And so you're really trying to squeeze not just drops of blood out of a stone, you're trying to squeeze a gallon of blood out of a stone. And these teams have been running their heads into it for weeks, and it's not helping what's going on the court and off the court with Jimmy and the Heat.
And the Warriors are reportedly one of those teams that are now re-entering the race because the price is down. Shams went a step further, also on ESPN. He named the Warriors.
The Heat are engaged with multiple teams on Jimmy Butler, including, from what I'm told, the Phoenix Suns and Golden State Warriors. The Heat are operating in the landscape as a team that's motivated with interested suitors. And as far as a price tag on Jimmy Butler goes, it's been described to me in league circles that the Heat are looking for shorter term contracts along with draft assets, and they have not yet received an offer that they're moving forward with.
Now, this is also interesting. Sam Amick, FanDuel TV. This goes back to January 9th. So you got to run back now, almost 3 weeks. At the time, this was his commentary on why the Warriors were not interested in Jimmy Butler.
Their reasoning for not going after Jimmy, even beyond the money, is that to this point, they've been pretty happy with Andrew Wiggins' play. And the idea of also giving up a Jonathan Kuminga in that deal, even though he's hurt right now, is something they weren't looking to do. The prospect of Wiggins and Kuminga going out and Butler coming in, they didn't like kind of how that looked for them.
Okay, so what if Kuminga's not in the deal? Now are you interested? That's probably the question.
Yeah.
That the Warriors are answering.
Yeah, and I think they should be. If the only major cost, and again, it would have to cost more if you do a quick like trade machine work, it's going to cost you Wiggins plus someone like GP2, Slow-Mo, another piece to essentially make the money work.
Yeah.
And it would have to be a multi-team trade because the Warriors would probably give up another lower-level piece and get another couple of pieces back to make the roster fit right and all that. So it wouldn't not just be Warriors and Heat. It would be a number of other teams involved, which is why this is an extremely convoluted process. But if the only major piece you're giving up is Andrew Wiggins, yes, it makes you better. Therefore, you should do it. That's
what about that pick?
Depends what pick it is.
First rounder. I'm just throwing stuff out there now. 2027, first rounder.
2027 first round pick, which would be what? The year after the current final year on Steph's contract. Is that right?
Well, no, because he's got, well, yeah, because he's got two
26
more?
And 27.
He's got two
right?
more years?
Or does he have three more?
Because he just signed another one. I think he's got two more, right?
He is under contract through, where is it here? Through the 26-27 season.
Yeah,
so that would be the first round pick after Steph.
After Steph, yeah.
Unless,
and I'm just throwing
that
out
there. He could sign another contract.
Sure, he could. You paused.
I do
pause. That's a long pause.
I do pause.
It's a long pause. So
you don't put it in your initial offer, and you hold out and see if the Heat get anything else done.
Joe in Walnut Creek. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, man. Guys, I feel like this is Groundhog Day all over again. Last year, what happens? You start the vets. They start off good because they're good, Then they wear down, they get injured, they go out, and finally Kerr has to play the young guys. Well, what happens? They get better. Same thing this year. Exact same thing happened. Now, here's the problem with the Jimmy Butler trade. It doesn't hold Kerr accountable for refusing to develop a young player or to even play them. And we get older. He's 35. He is not the player he used to be, just like Steph's not and just like Draymond's not. And if you're going to make that trade, fine. You give him Wiggins and maybe GP2 or please Heald so we don't have to watch Heald chuck up 10 air balls. And you do that. But you're still, you got to remember, you're getting older if you do that. Hey, so, man, I don't know.
Yeah, Joe, even if I fundamentally agree with you, can I ask you one question about something you said, which is this? You said the same thing has happened this year. He started playing the young guys, and they got better. Did they?
Last year?
No,
they did not get better.
This year. This year.
He hasn't played them. Listen, whenever he plays JK 30 minutes, JK scores 20 and does good. He's expecting consistency from young players without providing them consistency. They don't have consistent minutes. They don't have consistent games. They don't know whether they're starting, whether they're coming off the bench. He is a big part of the problem, and it's Groundhog Day, and the Warriors are refusing to do anything about it.
Yeah, Joe, thanks. I appreciate it. First of all, I think Jonathan Kuminga has gotten tremendously consistent minutes this year. Whether he's starting or coming off of the bench.
It took a little bit.
There was a dip early in the year for a second where he was like struggling to get to 20 for 2 weeks. But outside of that, Jonathan has gotten his minutes. My big issue with the statement is that once you start playing the young guys, they got better this year. I'm waiting for young, old, or anyone in between to look better this year. They haven't looked better since the first month of the season.
Yeah, I thought for a second maybe Joe was referring to Gui Santos and Quinton Post. I'm not sure I think he's talking specifically about Kuminga, but
yeah, I don't know.
Also, there is the big elephant in the room, which is they're 10-20 in their last 30 games. Even if the young players are playing better, it's not like it's making a difference in the wins and losses.
Right, and the point about when you play Kuminga, he plays well, or you play him and he gives you 20. Sure, do they win? That's the correlation I think people are waiting for.
Now, if you're going to lose, it would be better to play your youngsters and lose than play your veterans and lose.
I will agree with that. Jazz are in town. That might be a team the Warriors can handle. Warriors Live with Evan Giddings starts at 6 o'clock, presented by Xfinity Stream Sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. All right, talks are apparently back on for Jimmy Butler. And by the way, De'Aaron Fox's name is getting thrown around. We'll explain all of that to you coming up next. Are you in or out on the idea of Jimmy now that, quote, the price has come down? 888-957-9570. And we're getting closer and closer to knockout hour. We'll tell you about that coming up real soon. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.